Congress is looking to Pennsylvania for innovative ways to clean up the environmental damage from coal mining. Washington is calling in the wake of a mine blowout last summer. It caused 3 million gallons of polluted water to spill and turned Colorado's Animas River bright yellow. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has the story.
If there's one thing Pennsylvania knows a lot about, it's cleaning up polluted mine water from streams.
There are several hundred thousand acres of abandoned coal mine land in Pennsylvania, and there are tens of thousands of discharges that come from those abandoned mines.
That's Eric Cavazza of the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection testifying before a congressional subcommittee this week. He says all those rust-colored discharges have caused a lot of damage around the state.
And they impair water quality in over 5,500 miles of our streams and rivers in Pennsylvania.
Cavazza was called to Washington to talk about Pennsylvania's Good Samaritan program, which encourages volunteer groups to clean up polluted streams. The problem for these volunteers is liability. If they want to clean up a mine discharge, they could be sued under environmental laws for the pollution that was in the water before they even touched it. The state's Good Samaritan law shields them from those lawsuits. Cavazza says, as a result, more than 50 sites have been cleaned up.
I have seen these projects go from where streams were completely dead, no aquatic life whatsoever, to now being stocked fisheries and being an asset to the community instead of an eyesore.
Pennsylvania is one of only a handful of states with a Good Samaritan law. Congress is considering the idea of a similar federal law as one fix for mining-related pollution. This is all coming to light because of the Gold King mine spill, which released metals like copper and zinc into Colorado's Animas River. Doug Young is with the Colorado-based Keystone Policy Center. He's been pushing for a Good Samaritan law on the federal level since the 1990s.
Unfortunately, when it comes to federal legislation, sometimes it takes a crisis in order to get attention.
He says federal action is needed. Pennsylvania's protections only shield the Good Samaritans from lawsuits brought under state laws, not federal ones, like the Clean Water Act and the Superfund law. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.